After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/beherenow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell.
And as you sense each breath, gently, you can whisper softly in the background of your mind, ease, calm. And allow the embodied presence, feeling this breath, invite you into a place of stillness, breath by breath.
Hey there, Heart Wisdom fam. And welcome back to another fine episode of the podcast. Before we dive into this amazing guided meditation, we have a special message from Jack all about his new course, Transform Your Life Through Jack Kornfield's Most Powerful Stories, a 10-hour journey. All right, take it away, Jack.
Dear friends, you are in for a treat. I'm a storyteller, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce this course. It's filled with some of my favorite and most powerful stories, teaching stories and ones that can illuminate the human journey and open the heart. I love telling these stories and passing on these wonderful teachings. We human beings learn from the stories we tell ourselves and we tell one another, and of course from the accounts of great beings from the past. The treasured stories, the old ones especially, have always carried generations of human beings through the joys and the sorrows of life. And they give examples and wisdom, humor and perspective, comfort and compassion, and more than anything, an inspiration for the heart. In this series, you will hear powerful stories of the abode of the Buddhas and stories from King Arthur's court. You will learn about Tibetan medicine and healing and from the Christian desert fathers, and an ancient story from the Upanishads about family difficulty and the descent to the underworld and how to return. As the author Barry Lopez writes, sometimes we need a story more than food. Let yourself listen and enjoy. Let yourself be fed and nourished in heart and spirit. Thank you for joining.
This course that Jack so eloquently described is called Transform Your Life Through Jack Kornfield's Most Powerful Stories, a 10-hour journey. The course begins on September 28th and includes two live sessions in October, on October 5th and October 12th. There are 32 lessons encased within this very concise, beautiful, and flowing stories course, and it was one of my favorite things that I've ever worked on. And it was amazing being able to work with Jack to handpick some of his favorite stories that he's told over the years, and stories that are built in with mechanisms and lessons to allow us to open to our own intuitive hearts. To sign up to be part of this course and also to check out our other catalog of amazing courses, head on over to jackkornfield.com and choose courses. And for this week's episode of Heart Wisdom, which you're about to dive into, this is episode 203, and it's a guided meditation called The Ocean of Air. In this episode, Jack helps us become connoisseurs of breathing. and tap into the present moment through allowing the ocean of air which we live in at all times to be the main focus that we are abiding within. I hope that you have an amazing week, and we'll see you next time here on Heart Wisdom.
Let yourself find a way to sit that's comfortable and stable and at ease. Grounded on the earth. When you feel yourself in a posture stable, connected, and centered, if you're comfortable with it, allow your eyes to close gently. And just begin to bring attention, to tune in to the experience of this moment, just here and now. Hark. Tune into your body and invite a sense of relaxation and ease. Let the eyes and face be soft. Loosen the jaw. If you like, you can roll your head in a little bit of a circle to release your neck and let it find a simple upright. Let the shoulders relax and the arms and hands rest easily. Feel the whole weight of your body resting on your buttocks and your feet, legs, and how the earth completely supports you. You can rest just here where you are. Let the belly be soft. Let the breath be natural. And allow the heart to be soft as well, to receive whatever arises with a spirit of kindness, compassion. And now with this embodied presence, take two or three long breaths. And bring the attention gently to the breath breathing itself with mindfulness, a mindful, loving awareness. Notice how the body breathes itself in this ocean of air. And feel it. Coolness in the nostrils or swirling, tingling in the back of the throat. Or the rise and fall of chest or belly. And if it's at all hard to sense the breath, place one hand on your belly and feel it rise and fall in the palm of your hand. You become a connoisseur of breathing for this moment, attentive to this remarkable breathing in and out of the atmosphere, keeping you alive, exchanging with all. And as you sense each breath gently, You can whisper softly in the background of your mind, ease, calm. And allow the embodied presence, feeling this breath, invite you into a place of stillness, breath by breath. Ease, calm, let the attention rest gently, sensing the breath as it moves all on its own. For now, the thoughts and feelings, sounds that arise, let them rise and fall like waves of the ocean around the breath. And let the rhythm of the breath and the kind attention of mindfulness relax and open breath by breath. When the attention wanders, as soon as you notice, kindly return to the breath. The very returning here and now is the training of the heart and mind to be steady and present. This breath. And as you sense the breath rise and fall, pass in and out, now let yourself expand the field of mindful awareness. And if there are strong sensations in the body or sense experiences, tingling, itching, pain, tightness, pleasant sensations, coolness, sounds, when they call your attention and are quite strong, when a wave of sensation becomes strong or sound, let go of the attention to the breath and receive the sensations or sounds with the same mindful and kind awareness. It may be helpful to name them gently: tingling, throbbing, pain, hearing, coolness. And as you name them, allow them to open and rise and move like waves of the ocean appearing in awareness. Notice what happens. Return back to feel a few more breaths until another experience of sensation or sound that's strong carries your attention again. Rest just here, just where you are, this breath, or these sensations, named and received with a spacious, loving awareness. This breath, or these sensations, receive with mindful, loving awareness, spacious and easy. And now with the same mindful presence, you can expand the field of awareness so that when a strong emotion, sadness or excitement, longing or love arises, or when a strong thought, planning, remembering, judging, doubting, envisioning arise, when a wave of emotion or thought pulls you from the breath, let go of the attention to breath, and as if to bow to it, acknowledge the emotion, maybe name it gently, sad or excitement, and feel it as a wave that rises through body and mind. As you name it gently, give it space, and when it passes, return to the breath. And in the same way, if a thought carries attention off, planning, imagining, picturing, remembering, you can acknowledge it, name it gently, planning, worrying, exciting, remembering. And as you name it, very often it will dissolve like a cloud under sunlight. Not trying to get rid of it, just making space and acknowledging it. Remembering. And when it dissolves, feel the stillness and again return to the breath. Stay just here in the reality of the present. The breath breathing itself. Sensations or sounds, feelings, thoughts, rising when they're strong and acknowledged gently, given space to come and go. And you are the stillness. You are the loving awareness itself. Rest in it. rest in loving awareness. Relax into it. Notice the breath, breathing itself. And the feelings and thoughts rising and falling. For you are the mindful, loving awareness itself, the loving witness to it all. Spacious, easy, wise. And now when you're ready, let yourself prepare to gently open your eyes and keep the sense of steady, calm, and ease, even as you see that which appears in front of you and around you. The steady heart in the midst of it all.